with your hosts, Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly.
Hey guys, welcome to the Movie Night Podcast. I'm Dwayne Perkins with my wonderful co-host, TK Kelly. Each week we watch a movie with a special guest and we discuss that movie. That's what we do every week.
It is. Dwayne sells it hard. He really, really gets into it. He's a salesman. That's what he does.
Yeah, our special guest. I move units.
That seems like a salesy thing to say, right? Sure. Yeah. I like the little catchphrase. This week, our special guest, hilarious dude. You have seen him on Craig Ferguson and Gotham Comedy Live on Comedy Central, Nick Cobb.
Yo!
What's going on, buddy?
Yo, hey man, I'm glad to be here.
Good, I'm glad you're glad to be here.
Dude, this is a sick room where you do this.
I know,
do either one of you guys live here?
No, we have nothing to do with
no,
this.
No,
everybody
no.
thinks we do. It is Rena Marie, who does our sound, always does an amazing job, and Mike Casantini. It's their place. They do everything. We show up and put out mediocre podcasts.
And that there's a clock right back there and a TV.
Clock is real. That's running in real time. Oh, they got the whole shebang, man.
Are we going to watch clips of Halloween?
No. No, yeah. We're not going to do any of that. But we could, theoretically.
Did I say the movie Halloween too early? Okay. I love this room.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Well, I'm thank you on behalf of
I'm
them,
jazzed to be here. I always like seeing Dwayne. I saw Dwayne the other day when I was at an audition for a hearing aid commercial.
Oh, yeah.
That was me.
Right.
That's me. Last commercial I booked.
My friend PJ, who's done this podcast,
yeah.
He was pretty pissed. He was like, actually, Nick, I used you to cheer PJ up. Because PJ saw me, and he was like, he read the description. It was like an old guy with his wife. And PJ's probably like late 30s or 40 or something. And I was like, no, look, hey, Nick is there. See, Nick, it's not that. Because he thought he was being casted like as a senior citizen.
What
or something.
Were any of you doing there?
Well, it's commercial, so I was there for Dairy Queen. I was there for a different thing.
Oh, he was there for something
Dwayne's
good.
Like, I'm not selling fucking hearing aids.
Everybody loves Dairy Queens. I love blizzards. I tweeted Dairy Queen all the time. But dude, moving out here, I have never been told how old I am and how fat I am. The last two things
people
I booked.
People literally say that to you.
Yeah, they just say
oh,
it to my
the,
face.
Oh, you mean the casting people? You mean.
Yeah.
No, just
oh, okay.
People in the streets.
They ask me to
like,
sleep.
Man, you're fat and old and gross. Thank you, crossing guard. That was unnecessary.
It's just right after I slate my name. They're like, you're fat. my name's Nick Cobb. You're fat and ugly. Last thing I booked, my daughter in it. I was like, oh, you got it. Your father. I'm like, all right. I've been a father for, I've got a baby in a commercial or a 3-year-old kid or something.
Yeah.
My daughter's 20 years old.
Wow.
And the thing before that I booked, occasionally, when they send out those breakdowns, they'll send out another one that says, we booked it, please stop submitting. And so I booked it, and then I got that email, as did the whole world of actors, saying,
right,
stop
right.
submitting. I thought that was kind of cool, because they were talking about me, right? And I scrolled down to the bottom, look at the original description, and it said, slightly obese man, mid-40s.
Slightly obese?
Yeah, I had to run a 5K during the spot, and... They're like, after the van with the camera on it would get real close to me. I was like, this is probably pretty cool. Like, the director is like a documentary, and this is going to be awesome. And they're like, Nick, come over here. Look at the, look at what the client's looking at. Look at what we just shot. And it was me in slow motion with my boobs just flapping up
wow.
on my face. It was so fucking humbling.
But I got to tell you,
oh,
everyone, they say the camera doesn't add 10 pounds anymore because of the new technology. I don't believe it. I think it still does. I was at a film festival over the weekend, and the people on camera would look, you know, normal size, and then they'd be stick figures, after the screening, and you're like, man, these people are stick figures, and it's a good thing I'm funny, you know what I mean? Because I think, like, it's like, no, I'm not going to eat carrots for dinner. I'm just going to be funny. And I'm,
oh, so, God, you guys are scaring the crap out of me.
Now the cameras still don't write, like you said, you still gain 10 pounds on camera, but you also, like, every single imperfection on your face is shown, like every mole or pockmark or everything is shown in high depth.
Your daughter was 20. Was it a 20-year-old girl, or was she younger than that? Or?
She was, no, they have to introduce, when they slate in the auditions, they have to say, my name is so-and-so, and I am this age.
Right,
it's a legal thing. As you know, I'm sure. And so she said 20 in the audition. Now they were casting apparently a 15-year-old girl, but she was 20. She was the closest person to my age on the whole
show. What's crazy about that is that, like, you know, it's not uncommon after a show for some girl around that age,
a young lady,
to say hi or, you know, whatever, you know, to say hi, you know. So I don't know. It's just weird.
Wait,
that's my daughter you're talking about, Dwayne. That's my daughter coming up to you after
shows.
That's
my fake daughter, you son of a bitch. Did you, like, instinctively try to flirt with her and then realize, like, oh, my God, she thinks I'm, like, way too old?
No,
I mean.
No, it was not flirting. It was literally, it was my father in the spot who was 80, who I found out
was really
a Scientologist.
50.
So we had nothing to talk about. And then there was like an 8-year-old kid and his mom. So she really was the only person I could talk to.
Yeah.
Except for craft services. But if they're mean, it's like, God, you're giving me nothing.
They're like, you're already fat. Get away from this table. That's insane. You guys, I think, are both in better shape than me, and you just scared the crap out of me. And I think
you're
every,
a writer, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't give a shit. I'm getting married on Friday. I tried to lose weight for like a week, and then I was like, ah, I'm good. I'm good where I am.
I'm a married writer.
I'm very comfortable where I'm at. Oh, man. Let's get into this thing. Let's talk about the very special movie we did this week. This is coming out on Halloween, which if you're listening to that, you are keenly aware of that already. The movie we did in honor of that, and also in honor of us not being very creative, was Halloween. Directed by John Carpenter, 1978, starring Donald Pleasence, Jamie Lee Curtis, and Tony Moran.
You scared the hell out of me. I thought you were about to say the movie coming out on Halloween. I'm like, what? Did you send me the wrong movie?
Nick's like, I watched the wrong one. Holy shit. No, you're good, man. You watched the right one. What did you think of it? I mean, I'm sure we've all seen this movie before, right?
Yeah, but you know, it was good to see it again because it's different than what I remembered.
It's old. Like,
I kind of didn't remember. I remember just there was a guy that was hard to kill. That's really all I
hard to kill. Wasn't that a
Steven Seagal
movie?
I believe so, yeah.
Little known fact, Steven Seagal played Michael Myers. He's behind the mask.
Right.
Yes.
The guy, little known fact, the guy who played Michael Myers got paid $25 a day.
Well, he didn't do shit.
not that he just, it's okay, stand there behind this clothesline, look up.
He had to be the right height.
Let's be
though,
honest, it didn't even have to be him, like, most of the time. If they weren't showing his whole body, he didn't have to be there. They're just like, I don't know, somebody put on a mask and go stand out there. Like,
yeah, I hate it when they talk about, oh, the guy who plays Jason is so talented. It's not, he's just walking.
Yeah.
He's walking, holding a knife.
But he stays perfectly still. And that's something. It's hard to stay
perfectly
still.
There's an art to that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like $25 a day is a pretty fair wage for standing around. Although he probably, I imagine he was a little hot. But it was 78, 25 bucks. What's that like? 75 now? I don't know. I don't get inflation.
Do you know that's a William Shatner mask?
Oh, yeah, I heard about
that. I didn't know
that
until
they just painted it, right?
It's a William Shatner mask.
Yeah, they just bought a William Shatner mask and just painted it white.
But they never show how he got the mask. Like, he escaped
from
the asylum.
You know what's funny? They do. They mention it when the cops are at the hardware store.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, but what was funny to me, very unexplained, where the cop is like, yeah, well, all they did was break in and steal a Halloween mask and some rope and a knife. And first question, I'm like, why the fuck does a hardware store have a Halloween mask?
We're just
going to brush over that. But why are you being like, he says it was probably kids. They took rope and a knife.
Right.
Like,
and
why
then,
are you so okay with that?
He's like, shovel.
Just kids playing some pranks.
A shovel and some lime.
What
it's probably
fuck,
just
dude?
A couple of 12-year-old kids.
Right. And then the next scene, a guy from a mental asylum comes to you and goes, this dangerous guy has broken out of the prison and he's really dangerous. He's going to kill people. And you're like, you know, I think you're way off base on this one.
Yeah. What is that? What is that trend with, like, older horror movies where anyone, like, this is a doctor. Like, this is a smart man who is well-practiced in his field. Everyone in old horror movies is so dismissive of anyone who has anything, like, productive. They're like, listen, I know who this is. I know why he's doing it. They're like, eh, shut up, old man.
Well, the thing is, the house has been there. Listen, they build suspense wonderfully, and Carpenter also did the music, which the music kind of makes this movie, I feel. But, like, the house is there where this kid killed his sister. Mm-hmm. We see that.
Mm-hmm.
That kid breaks out of his prison, and no one except the doctor believes that he might come back to the only place he ever lived.
Yeah, wait, but I'll do you one. You know who they don't believe is, like, okay, Jamie Lee Curtis sees him 3 or 4 times just walking down the street.
Right.
And then going to babysitting. And then her little kid, the little boy that
she's babysitting.
Yeah, that she's babysitting. He's like, I see a weird guy across
the
street.
Man,
and then
the
she's like, no, he's not there. I'm like, what are you talking about? You've seen him 4 times.
You were aware.
Why do you not believe him?
That was,
You've
it
seen
was,
him four
look, this was, this movie, I feel feel like was kind of arguably like the first modern horror film, like the first slasher film. And
arguably. Let's get in an argument about this. Prove
well,
it to me.
You know, there's like Psycho and stuff like that, but that was a totally, that's like a thriller. This is like a straight up, this is a slasher film. And they're like, they omit a lot of logic. Like, there is, why on earth is she so dismissive of the kid when she has seen him? The idea that they don't listen to the doctor. How the fuck does he even, how does Michael Myers get to his home? He's like in a mental asylum in a different city. He has been there since he's like seven.
Miles.
He drives away flawlessly, by the way. I don't know if he's just been studying driving.
Yeah, Pleasance
driving.
Makes a joke about it. I like it. Yeah.
Someone here must have been teaching him how to drive.
Because he was doing just fine last night.
It's also like, what year? It's 78. Or in the movie, it's even earlier than that, right?
No, it's 78, yeah.
78.
And he...
Because it was 63 when he originally killed.
Okay,
and then
had
15
and then
years.
He just knows how to get there. Like, he drives home. It's like, was he a bloodhound? How the fuck did he get there?
Well, I think it's because he's evil. He's pure evil.
I like to think he like stopped and just asked for directions.
If, if he's pure evil, then how come when they went to the asylum in the beginning and they see all the crazy people walking around, why are they even alive?
Well,
why didn't he kill all everybody else in the asylum?
None of them were sluts, so he let them.
Yeah,
none of them
were sluts. And he's calculated evil. So he was like, I have to get back home. He knows the doctor's coming, so he knows if I break out, I can take the car. I guess, you know, he doesn't. The guy doesn't talk, so you kind of have to.
You do have to. You have to gather a lot from his eyes,
from body
which is
language,
tough because you never see his eyes.
It's all body language.
Like picture someone getting advice from Michael Myers. So you're saying I should take the job?
It's like, why are you playing this head game?
Okay,
man?
I'll take the job.
All right, fine, fine. Just don't look at me like that, dude. Oh, fine, Dad. Fine.
Oh, I like it. I like that. Like Michael Myers, the passive aggressive dad. You know what? You always do this. Yeah, I mean, look, it was. There's a lot of things that are ridiculous in it. How he keeps just coming back to life.
Well,
why does she keep dropping the goddamn knife?
Why? Well, they say actually they defended that by like the creators said we were trying to say that you can't kill evil. And so if you don't see him as a man and you just see him as like an entity, I guess.
See,
the problem
I had, I think, was when you saw him as a kid. And you got like a real good look at him, and he didn't look evil. He looked like a little kid, like a normal. You're like, this kid did not just annihilate.
Well,
his
evil
sister.
In kids doesn't
but
doesn't
there
read.
Are kids that look
yeah,
evil.
That's true.
Like there are creepy
like
kids in
Omen.
Horror films,
like The Omen,
like The Omen, like
kids.
Damon. Yeah, he looked scary. Like
Chucky.
They didn't even give young Michael like a weird like Beatles haircut. They could have at least done that.
He didn't even look.
He
angry.
Looked like a cute little kid.
He was like he kind of had a blank stare, but it was like to me. He just didn't seem that evil as a kid, so it was like it was hard to believe that he was.
And they stood looking at him, and they didn't take the knife.
They didn't
say anything. That was a creepy scene.
They didn't say anything. They didn't even say like, "Hey, whose blood is that all over the knife?" They didn't run in to like see what had happened.
It's
they just stared
rabbit.
At him.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when in the very beginning when he's going to like kill his sister, and he grabs the knife and then he bends over to grab the mask, and I'm like, "That's not his arm." That's not his fucking arm. That arm is way too long.
It's black. It's continuity issues, man. It was the 70s. They didn't give a shit.
He should have had his arm and then like holding one of those little claws that you used to have.
Well, you know what's great about this movie, too, is that it's Chicago, Illinois, not Chicago.
Haddonfield.
Haddonfield, Illinois. But I live near South Pasadena. That's where I do most of my bidding. And that's completely South Pasadena.
Yeah.
Like the street where the hardware store is Mission Street. In South Pasadena, and that's what's great about living in LA. You're like, wait a second.
Yeah, you see every
see
movie
it.
Location. You even see the street signs.
It says Mission Street right there. Yeah. And so that was kind of cool. But I guess you have to suspend logic.
Dwayne's favorite part of the movie.
I know that place.
Recognizing a street sign. Yeah.
No, because I had just come from there. Me and my buddy had some tea and pastries.
Me and my buddy had just broken into a hardware store and stole a knife and some rope
with a very long arm.
Well, you have to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, for
that,
sure.
But, like, I know this is not about... I just saw that movie Gone Girl. I don't know what the big deal is about. I'm telling you that straight up.
I haven't seen it.
All right.
I don't know.
I know we're not talking about that movie, but I say I don't see the big deal. That's what... I might even put that up on IMDb.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't see the big deal.
Wow.
I mean, this movie, as much as, like, it's easy to shit on, like, little issues with older, especially horror flicks, but it's not about the plot. It's not...
No.
This is a good horror movie.
The
like,
suspense
I watched
is crazy.
This in broad daylight and
Me
found
too.
Myself at certain points where I'm like, God damn it, like, where is he going to come from? And I've seen it a bunch. I'm like, I know where he is, but I don't know when it's coming. And the music, just that
the music,
the monotonous piano keys just over and over. And you're like, God, I don't want to scream like a little bitch, but I think I'm going to.
I would only watch this in broad daylight, by the way. That's the kind of guy I am.
There are some totally legitimate, just like creepy things. Like when he's staring at her at the clothesline, or when he comes out from behind the bush and he's just standing, his stillness. Right, right. That's what it is.
Well, see, stillness.
Yeah.
My favorite part of this movie.
That's why he got that $25 a day.
That's right. My favorite part, and like I said, some things don't make sense, but whatever. But the first kill takes quite a long time, and the first and like watching that brunette, just watching her and just being like,
she was so fucking annoying, that girl. Like, God,
she was.
You're like, when is she gonna get it? Because you like. It's about 10 or 15 minutes before she dies.
Yeah. There's not a lot of killing in this. For a slasher film, there's actually really not all that much.
No. And then I guess she has a chance to not die, but then she's a slut. So then she
Two things. Yeah. First of all, she's not actually the first person who died. It's the mechanic.
Not, yeah. Oh, yeah,
who
yeah, right.
Who, yeah, well, you don't see
him. But do you see
him? That's me being an asshole.
You don't see him die. So it's...
No.
He is the first one killed.
Plus, he's over there laying in a bush.
Just for his fucking jumpsuit, right? Is that what he didn't take his truck. He kept the fucking car he stole from
the mental asylum
that had the label of the place, like the logo on the outside. Take his truck, you dipshit. Why did you take his
I guess he would just argue it was a very elaborate Halloween outfit. That
but also,
it's
like,
car too. It's
you're
all
a
part
man,
of it.
You're a man in a jumpsuit, in a mechanic's jumpsuit. If you're in a mechanic's van, very believable, very inconspicuous.
Even with the Halloween mask on. With the Shatner
mask
on.
Like, yeah, well, it's fucking Halloween. That's right. This mechanic's having a good time.
Right.
But you're driving around in an insane asylum's car. I never understood that.
Well, and the thing is, like, he's evil. Okay.
We get that.
But it felt like the town was evil. But, like, I mean, when we get to the questions, I'm going to say some of this stuff, too. But, like, I'm like, where are the trick-or-treaters? Like, you see a few, right after school.
It was creepy. It was an oddly quiet town.
Yeah, and she meets the girl at 6:30. She says, meet me at 6:30 and we'll do something. They're supposed to be in Chicago. It's broad daylight. And it's supposed to be 6:30 p.m. on Halloween day. I'm just saying.
How about the fact
I'm just saying, the sun would be already setting.
How about that she gets in the car first off. That girl is such a bitch. Immediately, she's like, hurry up.
She's
Jamie
so
Lee Curtis was just sitting there waiting.
Right. Jamie Lee
she's
Curtis
a terrible
has
friend.
The shittiest Ter- friends. She has the shittiest friends.
Then, by the time, all they do is stop off at the hardware store. They smoke a joint in the way. Fair enough. They stop off at the hardware store, have a 30-second conversation, and then they go to the other house. They already explained that Haddonfield is small, and yet it's bright as day when she picks her up and dark as 2 in the morning when she drops her off. How did that happen?
Exactly.
Come on, Carpenter. Get your time zone straight.
It's because they were in South Pasadena. That's
why.
Yeah,
exactly. Let's roll into these questions, guys.
Yeah,
each week we do a handful of kind of games, questions based around the movie in particular. This week we've got some Michael Myers fun. Let's start off with... make Michael Myers come back. Obviously, Halloween, it makes sense for him to come back. He's going to murder people. Halloween, great murdering holiday. That's where it's at. Much harder to get caught.
You can
wear
a competition.
Mask. You can wear a mask in broad daylight. People aren't afraid. Make him come back on a different holiday and give him a reason. What do you think, Nick? You want to start?
Well, it's not a holiday, but I really thought this one through, and I think I knocked it out of the park. I'm going to say Leap Day because Michael Myers is what he is because he felt left out. Mm-hmm. And you know who else feels left out? Leap Day, because it's only celebrated every 4 years.
Right, right. Oh, people,
maybe
people
was
he
born?
Even acknowledge it every
was
year.
He born then?
Could have been.
Oh, we that's part of the origin story.
February
I like
29th.
Michael Myers, he just wants more attention. That's
and
what it is.
If he comes out every year, it's like, all right, we know he's coming out. There's no surprise. But you can
out
forget
every year, he's
about
like
a killer after
3.5 years.
Right, right.
Michael Myers is out again. That means 2 more weeks of murder.
Well, I guess the thing is, what do people do on Leap Day? You know, like, it's not like a day that we...
I don't know. They
he'll make it a day.
He will. Yeah. He'll make it a day to remember. There's the tagline right there. That's great.
Yeah.
Dwayne, what do you think?
I'm torn between Flag Day or Boxer Day. Boxer Day is, you know,
so
day
does
after,
he go?
Day after
does
Christmas.
He terrorize Canada? Is that
no? It's still
Boxing
here.
Boxing Day's Canada, isn't
Canada
it?
Canada and the UK. It's still here, but I'm picturing we give him the ability to talk just a little bit, just a smidge. So right before he kills people, you know, they're like, "What? I don't even know you." Or maybe before he shows the knife, actually, he says he goes he comes up with a mask and he's like, "Did you know it was Flag Day?" Yeah, I guess, oh, shit, it's Flag Day today? Ah, damn. Or, do you know it's Boxer's Day? What's Boxer Day? Well, it's his day after Christmas. And then, like, he explains what Boxer Day is to them, and then he kills them. And I just love the, like...
You just, like, you want an informative murderer.
There's something
like,
about dying right after you get some useless information.
You're like, oh, yeah. That's really interesting. You know, I never knew. Oh, my God, why are you doing that? I like it. I have Michael Myers coming back on Earth Day, and he kills slutty teenagers who don't recycle.
I like that. That's
because
solid.
I feel like all teenagers are slutty now. He can't kill all of them. But if you don't recycle, if you don't care about Mother Earth, he murders
them. Yeah, I mean, even the good teenagers are still sluts, but they're sluts that recycle. So,
exactly.
Yeah, okay.
They're environmentally conscious.
I was surprised Jamie Lee got stoned in the movie. I didn't know she did that.
Yeah, yeah.
I was kind of shocked.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, I think that gave her at least an little bit of believability as to why she was friends with these girls at all. Like, it didn't make any sense. They were very...
Well, the girl with the pigtails, the girl who slept with the dude, she seemed nice enough. It was just the girl with the terrible jufro.
Catastrophic moron. Yeah.
Totally.
Like, we get it. I mean, I know... It was the Valley Girl thing again, which was like, are you sure? Why not just send it in Pasadena? You keep having this girl
say totally. Right.
But it was overkill. Like, nobody says any word that much.
Totally, yeah. And what I like about your recycle thing is literally him at the recycling bin or like behind a dumpster and some punk kid with a soda can in his hand. And like, and we the audience knows, like, if he puts this in the trash,
it's fine.
If he puts it in the regular trash, that's his life.
Yeah, yeah.
If he puts it in the blue bin, his life would be spared. And just seeing him...
And maybe Michael kills with shards of recycled glass. That's what he uses.
Half the movie is him building it. Yeah, yeah.
Constructing a knife.
I feel like I didn't get enough left off of Leap Day, man. Come on, that has a psychological connection. Leap Day feels left
Yours
out.
Yours was
Michael
way
Myers
more legit than ours. Ours was just nonsense. Let's go to number two, Old Faithful. We do it for every movie. Make a drinking game out of it. I'll start this one off. Mine was, and we kind of addressed this, every time that you're glad that he finally killed somebody.
Oh, that's
like,
great. Yeah.
Because those two girls, I got to be honest, but both of them, I was like, yeah, you had to go. Like, it was time. They're both very annoying. Bob was a total dickhead. Little rapey also.
And the mechanic, he could have gone.
Well, the mechanic, we didn't see him die, but I assume he was a real piece of shit. I'll say this much. I know Michael Myers was trying to kill Jamie Lee Curtis, but he didn't succeed. So as far as we know, he only killed assholes in this movie. He only killed people that sucked.
And maybe the mechanic was an asshole.
I assume. Mechanics, he was cheating people, giving them parts they didn't need
mechanic,
and shit.
Mechanic mid-70s in Illinois.
Yeah.
Not adding up.
Don't trust him.
Right.
I said making a drinking game out of it every time Donald Pleasance stares off into the middle distance. It's got to be six times. When he starts babbling.
Yeah. He does do a lot of staring. My favorite Donald Pleasance's eyes moment in this movie was when he spots the car, but he had been standing in front of the Myers house for like a long time, and then he suddenly spots the station wagon, which doesn't seem to be very far away at all. I'm like, how did you not see that, dude? All of a sudden, he's just like, oh shit, that's my car.
if I were in the movie talking with Donald Pleasance, I'm surprised nobody's like, dude, can you at least look at me in the eyes?
He's a haunted man.
You're looking off to my side.
He's seen
down.
Some shit.
Yeah, he's seen some. And he also says to the cop when he's like, no, don't tell everyone about this. They'll be seeing him everywhere. Just me, you, and a few guys.
They really didn't handle it correctly.
No, they didn't. He didn't do a damn thing.
And he tells the cop at one point, he's like, he's after he saw the car, right? He knows he's in the neighborhood, and he says, you go around the backs of the houses, I'll check the front. I'm like, why aren't you calling other cops?
Yeah, because he also is like, dude, if everybody dies, it's your funeral. He's like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Yeah, just drive around, and I'll walk around.
You know, keep your eyes peeled. I think that's enough. He did. For a guy who was so paranoid and so aware of how evil Michael Myers was, his solutions were just...
He did remarkably little.
Undershot him.
Yeah, completely.
He's like just half-baked. So I don't know. Look around, I guess.
Well, I would say, I mean, seeing this in a movie theater back then must have been a spectacle. Like, it must have been crazy to see this with people in a movie theater. You know, like, that's probably, like, because all of the things you see when you're on your couch, that doesn't make sense. But a bunch of people, everyone's just so amped.
I think that's the case with most horror films. Yeah. Like, I'm not a horror guy, so I don't go to the theaters to see them ever. But I'll watch them once in a while, but I agree. I think the experience is what people go for, because you're not paying attention to the little plot.
How about the fact that the 75-year-old man is a star of the movie?
Yeah.
They would have had Channing Tatum in that role if they did it right now. But he's a 75-year-old British man with a wandering eye.
Which makes sense, though, because he's supposed to have the perspective.
He was so eloquent.
He's supposed to have this perspective of knowing how evil this thing is. Like, this is evil that we can't fix. But to offset that, they give you, I think, a fair amount of boob. I think you have to be like,
well,
you know,
70s,
what?
Man, that's yeah. obligatory. That's
thank you. You
right,
you know,
away.
What I mean?
Right fair, away. Fair, first yeah. scene.
She yeah, even
right
showed away. It when it was, she was on the phone. It was great. Yeah, a girl laid it on the boob.
Yeah. Solid boob. Yeah.
It didn't matter what movie it was in the 70s. It was comedy, horror, yeah. drama. I think documentary just right. hits right out the gate always.
And by the way, my drinking game is every time you ask yourself, where are the parents? Then like this is like a Charlie Brown slasher film. There are no parents. The cop is a parent.
All of these parents go out on Halloween too. What parents do that?
And
where
don't
are they
take
going?
Their kids.
Yeah, where are they why going? Are the parents going out? Yeah, like late Halloween and the little kids, shouldn't they be walking around getting candy?
Yeah,
I don't know,
with
you know.
Their parents, and instead they're with a babysitter watching a movie who's getting stoned and hooking up with a dude. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Well, I liked that the blonde girl, the totally girl, she got killed in a stranger's home in their bed, naked. Like, she was fucking in someone's house. She didn't know them. She just went over there because her friend was supposed to be babysitting there.
Right,
she
right.
was gone because she was dead. And she's like, oh, sweet, free house. Let's fucking it. That's insane. It's just no remorse at all. She deserved to get killed. Although those people must have been like, who the fuck is this? Like,
right. You ruined my sheets.
Go naked in
come
my
on.
Bed. Let's take a life lesson from this. There's a lot of death in the movie. Let's help it. Teach us about life, guys. Mm. What do you think, Dwayne?
I have one word, and I don't, you know, I'm going to be cliche with this, but I say leave. I think that's the, you know what I mean? Like,
move, yeah.
Leave. When stuff doesn't feel right, leave.
You know what I did like about this, though, because I always thought, like, you know, Michael Myers, he doesn't run, never runs. He's always walking. Mm. At a brisk pace, I'll give him, but he takes forever to get, like, across the street.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
takes forever.
Yeah.
But they do kind of cover it in this movie where they make Jamie Lee Curtis take like a nasty spill over the banister and onto
right.
the stairs.
Yeah, that's why
so,
she
like, she's
hobbles.
Not fast.
But she doesn't try another house. She tries one
no,
house.
No, she makes tons of mistakes.
Yeah.
I'll just give them credit for like at least trying to cover their asses. Like, well, she hurt her leg.
And yeah, no one yeah. came out of the house to help her. She
but
was
I mean,
screaming for
the
help.
The lady
no one
just
helped.
Looked out and she was like, fuck you. Just close the blinds.
But back to Nick's point, I'm talking about even before that, like... Like, you keep seeing this guy.
Yeah, there's no one is afraid enough.
And no one's like,
I would be so
except
fucking
except for Donald
scared.
Pleasance, who's incapable of doing anything.
Yeah. Like before I came here, if I kept seeing the same character in different places and he looked really
yeah.
scary.
Something's up. You gotta.
You two are not leaving my presence. I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
listen,
no,
I
would be,
that
I would be
cool,
horrified.
I gotta. You know, I'm making stuff up. I'm
I
dumb,
think if
you know
I even
mean?
Saw him once, when,
I need to come to your house.
When she looks outside the classroom window and sees him. Staring from across the street, I'm like, that's enough for me to just be like, no, I'm not leaving this fucking building.
Right, right.
He seemed like he was looking right at me.
I would go with, my lesson would be, and I wrote this in big block letters, Nick, don't become a graveyard keeper. Because that scene with the graveyard keeper and Donald Pleasance, just, you have no fucking company. You never talk to anybody. And the only people you talk to, you just tell long, sad death stories.
He is kind of, and he's like sort of excited to tell it. He's like, I remember that happened two towns over that
and
time too. And it's like,
Pleasance
man,
cuts him off. He's like, I don't want to hear this
no
shit.
No one gives a fuck, you old creep. Bring me to the grave.
That's missing. And he's like, kid. Again, teenagers
God
blame.
Damn. Yeah, they blame everything. Yeah, you know how kids steal headstones and knives and rope all the time.
And lime and a
fucking
shovel.
Kids are these? mine was actually mental institutions are not as secure as you would think. They don't ever acknowledge how they got out, how he broke out. They get there and there's a bunch of crazy people on the lawn, and he's just gone. And it's like this dude has been in there for what 15 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like. What was the lapse in security that they just
no
that
alarm,
he's just fucking
nothing.
Gone? And then the next day, when Donald Pleasance is again being dismissed by someone, he's telling his superior, I guess, assume like the guy who runs the hospital, and he's just like, ah, well, fuck it,
yeah,
he's gone. Like he probably won't do anything, right? Like they just don't care.
He hasn't mumbled a word in 15 years.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything. Who's he gonna hurt? Oh, fucking craziness. Let's squeeze one more in. All right, how about, how would you handle it? Dwayne, you were saying, you know, if you saw Michael Myers, if Michael Myers was stalking you from place to place, and you eventually, you're confronted with him, how do you handle yourself in that situation?
Well, I feel like I might do two things. One, get on an airplane, right?
So I was just about to say,
and go somewhere, and then like if he's there, then it's on.
And
like
he's
Donkey
just
Kong.
Briskly walking on the tarmac next if to the airplane.
Up, like, I get off that airplane and I see this dude.
He's got a lay on.
Yeah, I got a curse. I see this motherfucker when I get off the airplane. Then I'm gonna get an automatic weapon. Just gonna keep shooting him. Not like what's the name? Curtin.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Curtis, excuse me, Jesus Christ. Jamie's, her father, what's her father's name?
Is she related to Tony Curtis?
Yeah, Tony Curtis. Right. Oh, yeah.
For some reason, that never struck me until this movie, and I was like,
is that right?
Hey, I wonder if she's, I don't know why I never thought of that. Weird.
I wouldn't like, stab him with a crochet needle and think that did the trick. I'd fill him with lead, and then cut his limbs off. And
then you make five little Michael Myers. That's
right. Well, hopefully, I would sort of think, what? How much can I do this before the spirit jumps to me? Because I think it's kind of these, it's one of these jumping kind of spirits that's going to jump to you.
Yeah.
So you got to keep the heart beating.
Well, plus, how the hell is
an elaborate plan?
How is he going to travel? How will he get on a plane? How will he book a ticket? How will he make it happen? Unless he gets in the cargo.
If it's Halloween, man, I think they'll be all right. Like, guys. He's having fun.
I say...
Or maybe he pretends to be a plane mechanic.
Were they celebrating Halloween with a William Shatner mask? They're just, it's the new guy's weird. I'd say stalk him back because he's so desperate for friends that I feel like if you just give him attention, maybe he'll like... be a little less defensive.
So just fine. So like you see him out in the yard, you know, like standing under the clothesline, and you immediately like go out the side door,
greet him,
and like go behind a fence next door, and you pop up behind him. Hey, man.
That's like if someone's gonna
cool
rob
job you.
You
got here.
Yeah, like if someone's gonna rob you, or you're gonna get pinched by the cops. You go over and ask them the time, that kind of thing.
So right.
That could work. That seems like you're saying
stalk back.
He killed his sister in the beginning because she wasn't paying any attention.
I know that's why.
He seems very desperate for attention.
Yeah, he really. Yeah, she wasn't paying attention. She was hooking up with a guy.
He was jealous.
I get it. But when you kill someone, you've killed the person that could pay attention to you.
I know it's weird.
I don't know that there's a lot of rationale attached to cold-blooded murder, but mine's sort of along the same line of him being starved for attention. Slightly different kind of attention. Once he got close to me, I'd just immediately try to jerk him off. I think he's just sexually frustrated. He keeps killing people that are having sex.
That's a good plan.
I think he's just angry. He's not getting laid.
But you know what? That would either save
Unzip
your life.
That jumpsuit.
Either save your life.
Or I'd get murdered jerking a dude off. Forcefully. Yeah. Like trying to make him
let
me jerk.
But at least you have a strategy.
Hey, it's something, man.
But he might even
going
murder
down in flames.
He might not even like, he might murder you slower. It might be a slow, painful death. Because he might have this like a disformed kind of thing down there, which started this whole thing. Like knowing
I'll
never have sex. Look at my thing. It's crazy looking.
Right.
This is all. Oh, I love that. The origin story of Michael Myers is that he has like a small bent dick. He's just like really mad about it. All right. Well, that
makes sense.
That seems like as good a note to go out on as any. Well, dude, thanks so much for doing it.
No,
Nick.
Blast.
I hope you enjoyed it, man. Anything you want to promote coming up? Anything around Halloween?
You know what? I'm going to a murder mystery dinner tomorrow night. I'm pretty excited about that. I don't know. Check out my calendar. I'm around. I'm doing some stuff. I'm in Santa Cruz on the 9th.
It's true. He is. I declined to feature for him because I hate him.
Oh, Santa Cruz.
What's your Twitter handle?
NM Cobbler.
NM Cobbler. Check him out, guys. Dwayne.
Hot Chocolate for the Mind is the book you can find. Looking at the calendar here, looking at my Gucci, it's about that time. Yeah, just check my calendar, DwayneParkins.com.
I'm at TK Kelly Comedy on Twitter. Actually, tonight, Halloween night, I'm at the Ice House in Pasadena where this movie was shot. It's all coming together. I might stab a few people.
Mission
just
Street.
To be festive. And then November 12th at the Long Beach Laugh Factory. Guys, thanks so much for listening as always. Nick, thanks for being here, dude. Tune in next week, guys.
You've been listening to Movie Night with Dwayne Perkins and TK Kelly. Be sure to like them on Facebook. Just search for Movie Night Podcast Show. And follow them on Twitter. Just search for @MovieNightCast.